Welcome back to THC. I am Kimmy.
And I'm Kelsey. We smoke and talk about true crime, conspiracies, and other weird shit.
Wow, forgot my words right there. So if you are into that kind of thing, So if you are into that kind of thing, make sure you subscribe and follow us on social media at Truly High Crime, and leave us a rating and a review so that more people find us and more people like us. Kelsey, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm very happy about the weather and that it's summer. We were talking about it earlier. Like, it just feels good to like not have to worry about school for once.
To just be done.
Yeah. Like, going outside just feels so good. Like, I've been making these rings.
Oh my god, they're beautiful. You make those? They're so cute. Are they, like, can I feel it?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're little beads. That's adorable. You should make a little Etsy shop.
Oh my god, stop.
Should I?
Yes. I don't know. We'll see. But how are you?
I'm good. I have a traumatizing thing happening that happened yesterday that's still continuing. I got home from the dispensary yesterday and my cats were all staring at something on the window, and I saw that it was a big bee, and I figured it was outside because usually they just like will stand, they'll like play with each other. It's kind of cute, like, you know, just nature being nature. And then I realized that the bee was inside and that it was a big wasp. And I was home alone and I was terrified and I had no idea what to do. So I just shut the window. And so now at this point, this bee, I'm not sure what kind of bee it is trapped in between my window and screen. And it's not ever going to suffocate because it's getting air from the outside. And I didn't want it to die because I thought it was a honeybee, and it saved the bees in this house. And I wanted to save it when my boyfriend got home. I wanted him to just do the thing where you put it in the cup, take it outside. He was terrified as well. So we both were like, okay, well, I don't really know what to do. At this point, we realized it was a yellow jacket. We named it Alfredo because we watched Ratatouille. And I was like, I guess we just have to sit and wait for it to die. But I really didn't want to do that because there's just above where I sleep a bee dying, and I don't like the way that feels. And so we cut a really small hole in the screen and put some honey on the hole so that the bee would go to the honey, and it did, and it ate the honey, but it didn't escape, and it's actually still there right now.
What the hell? Read the room. Like, how did it just... I think it's probably a pet now.
I want it gone. Like, yeah. I'm trying to help it so much.
Oh my god. Wait, you go ahead.
I just always gonna say is like, I'm trying to help him and he's not letting me. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing the best that I can because there's no fucking way that I'm like trapping him in a cup and letting him outside. So like, I did all I can and now it's on him.
Okay, this is actually funny because I had literally just had a 2-day bug experience the other day. And I've had like a stink bug problem in my room. And it's like,
they're the worst.
Like, I can't smash them because then it literally smells so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like annoying because they can fly sometimes. I just don't like bugs.
Me either.
And so I saw like one on my window and like, I was honestly like, whatever, fuck it. I'm just going to leave it there. I don't even care about it. It's not going to hurt me. And like, the cats can like play with it. My cat actually like got it and put it in her mouth, and she started like
queen chick
going like around, like she was like freaking out, probably like flew in her mouth or something.
Yeah, I mean, good for her. She probably had the rush of a lifetime.
Yeah, she had a good time. She loves bugs.
Queen.
But I like let it go overnight. I just like let the bug hang out. Like, I saw it was on my plant one time. It was on my wind chimes at one time, and it was just there for a while, and then I don't remember. Oh my god, okay, it really wasn't like causing a ruckus until like last night. It was like kind of like flying around on my light, and it was like, bless you,
thank you. Anyway,
it like made this like weird buzzing sound, and that like freaks me out. And like, first time I heard it, I was like,
we used to get at my mom's house, I can hear the sound, it's literally like a shivers down your spine.
When are the cicadas coming?
Soon.
I'm like scared for that because I just don't like bug sounds.
I don't either. How often do they come?
I don't know, but this time it's supposed to be like really intense, I think.
What a weird nature.
It's weird.
Like, that's like such a weird thing that happens, like, when you actually really think about it. Because they're alive all this time down there, right? Don't they live in the ground? I might sound really stupid right now.
I don't know.
I could be completely incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that they live underground.
Oh my god.
Could I?
I have no idea. Completely incorrect. Someone fact check.
I'm probably not right. I'm also just really in a good mood because it's summer and I'm fully vaccinated and it's like, fucking finally, this is coming to an end for here, for us in this privileged place, but it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Happy about it. Did you ever have COVID?
No, actually. I've had like a couple, like, you know, like COVID scares where mm-hmm. it's like my roommate's friend or someone like tested positive and I'm like, those moments are, like, really scary, even, like, thinking about possibly having it. Because I'm mm-hmm. just like, okay, well, then I gave it to this person right. or this person. I did this the other day.
Right.
But I never – I got tested, like, 5 times, like, just randomly, like, when I went home and nothing, so.
I never, like, officially had COVID. I got really sick in, like, July, and I thought mm-hmm. it was COVID, but we both tested negative, and, like – I don't know what else it would have been. So we still like quarantined. And it was also in a time where I was like, these tests aren't very reliable. So like, mm-hmm. if you think you have it, you still have to quarantine. So like we did and it was fine. And like, it only lasted a couple days, but it was rough. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't a good time if it wasn't COVID.
Yeah. Even like when I got my second dose, like that shit fucked me up. I'm like, if I ever had the real thing, like, I can't imagine that. Like, would I feel like that? Even like worse,
probably, but not anymore. Thank you, yep. vaccines. Which one did you get?
Moderna.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get that sick with the second one or with the second dose. I got like really. I was just really tired. It was just like mm-hmm. I didn't do anything, and I was like, I have an excuse to not do anything, so I didn't.
Yeah.
If you had it, that means you probably would have been asymptomatic, and that word probably just fight. Oh my god, I cannot speak today, and that word activates our fight or flight, but in the early 1900s, it was like absolutely unheard of until Miss Mary Mallon came along and showed us exactly what asymptomatic carriers can do, some real harm. This girl, I have a lot of feelings about Miss Typhoid Mary. That's who we're speaking about today. She wasn't born with the name Typhoid Mary. She was born as Mary Mallon in 1869 in Ireland. They actually think she was born with typhoid because her mom got typhoid when she was pregnant with her, but like she didn't know that she had typhoid when she was born because they were like, ooh, you have a healthy baby and you should just name her Mary. And they were like, okay. So they did. And then she lived in Ireland and moved to the U.S., immigrated to the U.S. at age 15. So she was still a youngin. She lived with family and like most immigrants at the time did, she worked a lot of like service jobs. Like she was like a laundress. I love that word. I think it's so, every time I do the laundry now, I'm like, oh, I'm doing the laundress. I'm such a laundress.
That's so fun.
Yeah, she was a laundress. What else did she do? She was, I don't even remember. She like would clean for people. She would just like do random service jobs. But then one day she got a cooking job and she realized that she was actually like really fucking good at cooking, and like she had a skill, and she was like, hold on, I'll be a cook for all the rich people and make a lot of money. And she did, and she was like a really well-known good cook for rich families. And she had this signature dish that everybody loved that she was known for, and it was peach ice cream.
Yum.
Yeah. I can't say I don't like fruit flavored things.
Really?
I don't like fruit flavored things that are supposed to be dessert most of the time.
Interesting. That's how I am with lemons, like lemon cookies.
Yeah.
I hate that. Sorry, everyone.
I'm with you on that. I like, there's like some lemon cakes that I like sometimes mm-hmm. if it's like a subtle lemon, but if it's like a real strong lemon flavor, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, in the early 1900s, when Mary's living her life, germ theory wasn't really a thing. They were still kind of like figuring out how diseases spread. And like people weren't very sanitary because they didn't know that they had to be. People thought that diseases like spread through dirt, and like that dirt on the ground would like get on people and then make them sick. They didn't understand that it could like pass person to person. They didn't really have like any epidemiology knowledge at all. So also at this time, typhoid was going around. Typhoid fever, was a really nasty disease, and it was pretty much like a bacterial disease that was just caused by like poop bacteria. So like when you didn't wash your hands, and it was really, it was rough. Like most of the time it was fatal, especially at the time like that we're talking about. It started with like a rash and a fever, and then you get really weak. You would just get a lot of pain, constipation, headaches, diarrhea, nausea, all the nasty things. And then you would just like die. Like it wasn't a good time. And Mary, at this time, while this disease is going around and while germ theory is being studied, she's like, why would I wash my hands before I cook things?
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense for her.
It does. It makes a lot of sense for her. And most of the time when she would cook, the heat from the cooking would like kill the typhoid so she wouldn't get people sick. But Mary's signature dish, as we remember, was peach ice cream. You don't cook that. So it did not get killed when she was making peach ice cream.
Scream. I hate that.
Yeah. It's, I mean, just wash your hands, Mary. Yeah. And we're going to get more into that later. Before we really get into how much Mary didn't wash her hands, we're going to take a quick smoke break. Everywhere Mary cooked, there was a typhoid outbreak. Everywhere she got a job, there was just immediately typhoid. She first got a job in upstate New York in 1900. And after 2 weeks of working there, After 2 weeks of working there, residents already got typhoid. So Mary was like, oh fuck. But she didn't really think that it was connected to her, but she wanted to leave. And she moved to Manhattan and she got another job. And then that family that she worked for also got sick and their laundress died. So Mary was like, oh fuck, like these people have typhoid too. I should leave. So then she went to work for another rich lawyer. And once again, 7 out of 8 people that lived in that house got sick. So not a good ratio going there. She doesn't have a good path. She has a path of destruction, to be quite honest. In 1904, she worked for a lawyer named Henry Gilsey, and the week after she got there, that laundress got sick with typhoid, and 4 of the servants got sick too. And this part pisses me off so bad because the lawyer's family didn't get sick, the rich people didn't get sick because they lived in a separate house from their servants, so all their servants got sick, but they weren't infected at all.
Fuck that.
I know. Like, if she's gonna get people sick, she could at least just get rich people sick.
Yeah, like, that's a, I don't know. That's a me, that sounded so bad. That's okay.
I mean, it's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Not that it's okay, but it's better than poor people who can't afford to get medical help. And that, like, you're, like, purposely, like, okay, well, there, you can just be in your house and be sick. Just yeah, mean.
Because they're working there. Like, that's right, their job.
Like, it's like, to serve you.
Fucking sucks. That's, like, related to COVID, too. Like, that was shitty of, like, jobs making people go to work. Like, I was literally so scared of, like, my dad going to work and, like, all this stuff. Like, my roommates, I'm like, I'm going to get COVID. Or, like, I'm going to give it to someone. It was, like, really scary, kind of.
No, it was, like, a weird, like, freaky feeling because my mom works in middle school. And I was like, these kids don't fucking know how to wear a mask. And they don't. Like, her job literally just turned into yelling at kids and telling them to wear masks. And, like,
yeah.
I was so, and she has, like, pre-existing conditions. I was so nervous. And she got the vaccine early, like, thank God. And so, like, she's good and she never got it. But I was so nervous, like, every day that I was, like, she could just get sick.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, freaky. And it was just, like, wherever Mary went, they would get sick, but she wasn't sick. So she didn't really think it was connected to her, but she was probably just like, damn, this is fucking weird. Like, these people just keep getting sick. And at the time, typhoid was, like, a thing, but it wasn't, like, a very popular thing in this specific area at the time, so it was definitely weird to see just a bunch of random outbreaks in rich households. So an investigator came in to the rich lawyer's house who never got sick and tried to figure out, like, what it came from, and he concluded that it had to have been the laundress that died that got everybody sick, but he could never prove how. So it's, like, she got sick and got everybody else sick, but, like, where did she get sick? So Mary was off the hook with that. And right when that outbreak started, she moved and she was like, I'm just going to get the fuck out of here because I don't want to get typhoid, because she didn't think she had typhoid already. So she was hired by a man named George Kessler, just some rich man. He probably had a great job. I don't know what it was. And 2 weeks later, his laundress also had typhoid, and it was the first case in that area for like a really long time. So it was like kind of alarming and like raised some bells, and everybody's like, kind of what's going on here? In August of 1906, Mary worked for this rich banker man, Charles Henry Warren, on Long Island, and she was like, I'm gonna go with you to your summer house and do your cooking. And they were like, that's a great plan, Mary, like, thank you. And so she went with them to their summer house, and from August through September, 6 of 11 people in this summer house got typhoid.
How does she... I'm sorry. Like, literally... How does she not know?
Do you think she knows at this point?
Okay, like, after you said, like, the first time or, like, the second time, like, she's like, oh, these people have typhoid. I have to go. Like, I don't know. Maybe she, like, I don't know.
I think she could know at this point. But I also understand why she wouldn't, because at the time, like, they didn't know that you could be asymptomatic. So she would be like, I'm not sick. It must just be really fucking weird then.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I always think about it, like, in terms of this. Like, it's just, like, funny. It's not funny because, like, they were getting sick, but it's just, like, silly shit. Like, getting sick from dirt.
Like, and, yeah, and, like, not thinking that you could possibly be getting other people sick. Like, everybody around her is dying. And she's like, this has nothing to do with me.
It's not me.
Like, I swear, it's not me. It's you.
Seriously.
So the disease at that time, when all of those 6 of 11 people got sick, was really unusual in Long Island. And so they hired experts to come in, a man named George Soper, to try to figure out where the typhoid was coming from. So he took samples from the pipes. He took water samples from, like, literally everywhere, like faucets and toilets. And I hate this word, but literally the cesspool, which, thank God for plumbing. And they were all negative for typhoid. And so they were like, you're not getting it through the water. We don't really know how you're getting it. Like, they couldn't really figure it out. But this man, George Soper, was kind of on to Mary. He was like, okay, well, like, there is kind of like a common thing going on. They had the same cook. But he was not really looking that far into it at this point. But in late 1906, Mary was hired by this man named Walter Bowen. And their maid got sick in 1907. And not long after that, the previous family, that guy, his daughter died of typhoid. So, like, Mary has some bodies under her belt at this point.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even know it. Rough spot to be in, if you ask me. And she's just trying to cook. She's just trying to make her money and cook. So, George Soper was investigating these random outbreaks of typhoid in all these rich families. And it was really weird because typhoid usually happens in, like, dirty environments where people, like, either don't or can't wash their hands, and, like, just it's generally not clean. And so it was weird for it to be happening with rich people because they have good plumbing. They have good, well, not plumbing, but they have, like, good cleaning supplies, and, like, they're privileged, so they don't usually get sick. So he was investigating it because they could afford somebody to investigate it. And he finds out that this Irish cook ass bitch has been cooking with all of the places of the outbreaks have been. So he couldn't find her because every time there was an outbreak, she left. So he at least knew her name. And then at this point, he heard that there was an outbreak of typhoid at Walter Bowen's house. And he called Walter and was like, Walter, who is your cook? And Walter was like, it's this great woman who makes a delicious peach ice cream named Mary. And he was like, stop eating her ice cream because she's going to give you typhoid. And Walter was like, on it. You got it, dude. And really, at this point, asymptomatic wasn't a thing. So they were like, if she has typhoid, if she's spreading typhoid, why isn't she sick? So it was like, this, it was like, they were confused. Everybody was confused, and Mary especially was confused, and she's about to get real mad about it. So George finally finds Mary at Walter Bowen's house, and in his words, he diplomatically approached her and then accused her of spreading typhoid. And Mary was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you little bitch, and chased him with a carving fork and threatened to stab him with a fork. And honestly, I don't really blame her.
Like, yeah.
This man walked into her work and was like, you're spreading typhoid. Like, stop, you're a super spreader. Fuck you, you bitch. He was nicer than that. But, like, imagine somebody coming in and being like, hey, you've killed all these people because you have typhoid. And you're not sick and, like, in your brain, that means that you don't have typhoid because there's no scientific development that shows anything else. So you're just like, fuck you.
Yeah. And the only way to shut him up is to stab him with a fork.
Yeah. Because men suck. And especially in the early 1900s. Like, yeah, I don't really blame her. And the doctors were like, yeah, the doctors couldn't explain it. So like, why would Mary even believe it? Like, they couldn't explain it to her. They couldn't really like lay it out to her and say like, we know you're not sick, but we know you're spreading typhoid, because they didn't know what was going on. So she just kind of refused to believe it. And she refused to get tested. And she was like, no, you guys need to leave me the fuck alone. And they were like, okay, but please wash your hands and please stop cooking, or just wash your hands really well before you cook your ice cream, especially. And she was like, no, fuck you. I don't wash my hands. Like, this is something that she stood by. She said, I have no reason to wash my hands, so go fuck yourself. So Mary has a lot of thoughts about that. George Soper now is determined to take her down. He was like, this woman is super spreading typhoid, and I'm going to figure out how, and I'm going to take her down. So he compiles this 5-year history of her life and like where she's been, and figures out that 7 out of 8 of the families that Mary has worked for have gotten typhoid. And so he finds Mary's boyfriend. He does some little FBI detective work. He finds Mary's boyfriend and he arranges to meet Mary there. And he's like, I need to meet you. But he also brings along somebody else because he doesn't want to get stabbed again, you know? And he was like, we need to get a urine and a stool sample. And Mary was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she, once again, was aggressive. She wasn't violent, but she was aggressive. But she's like, I'm not doing that. Like, leave me alone. I'm not sick. You guys are crazy. Like, sorry, these people have typhoid. So in 1907, George went to the health department and told them about Mary and was like, just so you know, I'm pretty sure this girl is a super spreader and this is all the information that I have. And they were like, oh, damn, this girl is a super spreader of typhoid. So they arrested her as a public health threat.
I love that.
What a charge. That's
like the funniest part, I feel like. Just like one singular person.
We should have merch that says public health threat.
Yes! Wait, what is PHT?
That took so long. I was like...
I feel like it's like kind of close. I mean, the H is there and T rhymes with C.
Yeah.
Public health threat.
I like it. So she's arrested. She's a public health threat. And when she's arrested, she's... honestly, just treated like absolute shit. They don't explain anything to her. She's still like, leave me alone. I'm not sick. You guys are just fucking with me. And she was forced into an ambulance. She was really pissed. There was a doctor that had to like sit on her lap to even like restrain her. And she was taken to a hospital where she was forced to give bowel and urine samples. Without her consent, which really sucks. Like, that's just a really shitty position to be in for her. Like, not trying to empathize. I mean, I am trying to empathize.
Yeah, because, like, again, like, she didn't know back then. Like, now it's like, okay, just come on. Just, like, please shit.
Yeah.
Like, just give it to them.
Just do it. But, like, she thought that they were gaslighting her.
Yeah,
but, exactly. Like, they weren't. That's, like, a new term. Like, a double gaslight.
Yeah. They, like, cancel out?
Yeah, like, PEMDAS or whatever. So for 4 days, she was not allowed to like use the bathroom on her own, because every time she used the bathroom, they collected the sample. At this point is when Mary finally comes clean about not washing her hands, because they're like, Mary, you need to be honest with us. Do you wash your hands? And she was like, no, I don't always wash my hands. Why? Like, what's the use? Which for some fucking reason at the time wasn't that uncommon. And I don't know why, because, like, I think in, like, wealthy families it was more common, but, like, in the middle class and, like, regular-ass people, like, couldn't wash their hands. Like, maybe didn't have access to it.
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, I don't know if this is gonna sound dumb, but, like, what did toilets look like?
Or, like, I know.
What were they?
I've seen this fucking picture that, like, blew my mind, and it's something that I never thought about, but toilets in, like, medieval castles and, like, buildings before plumbings would be built up against a wall and then have a chute going under it to then, like, everything that goes into the toilet just falls down a, like, slide down the side of the house and goes under the ground.
Like the bank, like, thing when you put your car in and it shoots up. Oh my god, that's so gross and weird, though.
I know, but it's just those things that you don't think about because, like, we have plumbing.
Yeah.
But, like, they really had to just make do and figure shit out. People back then were probably a lot smarter than we gave them credit for because they just had to figure it out without technological advances. So good job, you guys. So she did not want to stop cooking because it gave her a place to live and it paid her really, really well. So she was like, why the fuck would I stop cooking? I'm really good at it and I make good money. And so because of that, and because she also refused to start washing her hands, in March of 1907, she was sentenced to quarantine on North Brother Island off of New York City. Brother Island was home for a hospital for, like, quarantinable diseases, so, like, smallpox and polio and, like, also typhoid. And I looked up a picture of it. The building is still there. It's actually, like, a cute-ass building. It looks kind of, like, creepy, but has, like, moss growing up beside. It's, like, a cute little building on an island, and now it's a bird sanctuary.
Aww.
Yeah, I think so it's sweet. Adorable.
Yeah, I love that.
Sweet. But that's where Mary was for, she was sentenced to quarantine, which is so funny to hear now. Like,
yeah. I hate how that word has become kind of like,
you know, casual. What I mean?
Like quarantine, like quirky, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, it kind of pisses me off. So I Same. Hate saying it.
Same. I literally have a Twitter draft that says, if there's another outbreak or if there's another pandemic, they're going to have to use a different word because you guys took quarantine so lightly.
Seriously,
like,
they, yeah,
because people used to literally get sentenced, like, she literally was living on an island by herself, could not see anybody else without, like, protective gear. Like, she was, like, literally quarantined to an island. So, and she was forced to give stool samples 3 times a week, and she was pissed about it because she didn't want to do this at all. Like, this was all against her will, and she was like, I'm not sick, but she just kept testing positive for typhoid. So it was like, somehow you're actually sick, but we just don't know how, and we don't know what's going on. So they weren't explaining it to her, though, and, like, nobody could really explain what was going on, and they couldn't even explain to her that they didn't know what was happening. So this poor woman is just, like, alone on an island, just stuck
and shitting
for people, not even for herself.
Yeah, did she, like, do anything there?
Later it comes up that she, like, was active and, like, would do some gardening, and she, like, worked for an intern that came and worked on the island, and, like, she had a little life, but, like, not really. No,
that's so, like, sad, because, okay, I feel like I don't even want to talk about technology right now. I don't even want to, honestly.
We can go off about it later. Because she, spoiler alert, gets sentenced to quarantine again. So she was, where was I? So the doctors actually suggested removing her gallbladder because they were like, that's where there's a lot of typhoid in you. But they were like, no. Like, Mary was pissed and she was like, no, I'm not a carrier of typhoid. I'm not sick. Gallbladder removal is really, really dangerous. Why am I going to have you perform a dangerous surgery on me when I could die when I don't have typhoid? And they were like, Mary, you have typhoid. And she was like, fuck you, I don't have typhoid. It was just a constant back and forth. And nobody was explaining what typhoid was to Mary either. She wasn't very educated. She just really knew how to cook. And that's how she had gotten to where she was in life. And so she didn't really know what was going on at all. So my heart just breaks for her. Like, had no idea what was happening. And was like, sorry, don't know what to tell you. So she was straight up confused all the time and just wanted answers, but nobody would help her. And this George Soper ass bitch published an article about Mary, and that's when he called her Typhoid Mary. And that's when the nickname started. And that is when Mary's case got a lot of media attention. And that's when people were like, oh, wow, this crazy thing is happening to this woman. And she was sentenced to an island and, like, she's been exiled. And it was just, like, really dramatized. And it was so funny because Mary fucking hated this man. Like, literally hated his guts. He would visit her in quarantine, and he would be like, oh, I'm going to write a book about this whole experience, and I'll give you part of the royalties. And Mary would literally hide in the bathroom until he left.
Yeah, he's, like, invading her whole ass life. Like, it's his or something.
Literally,
just
like,
to, like, play with.
Literally. Like, I understand why he was like, wait, you're actually getting people sick. Like, mm-hmm. We need to investigate this. But then the fact that it's like, okay, your job is done. She's on an island. You can stop, like, profiting off of it. You didn't have to give her the nickname of Typhoid Mary. I think that's so rude. And so did Mary. She wrote in her journal, or she wrote in her letter to her lawyer, she was like, I wonder how Dr. William Park would like to be insulted in the journal and call him, like, Typhoid William Park. Because that's just rude. Like, it's so dehumanizing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people didn't even know that, like, Typhoid Mary was a real person. Because now it's just, like, a common phrase that means, like, getting people sick without knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is that actor at NYU who got everybody... Timothy Chalamet.
Yes! Oh, my God. Fuck him. Not fuck him. Sorry, Timothy, if you're listening. But
I'm not interested. Everyone's
obsessed with him. Like,
no, I don't think he's...
I think he's good.
But yeah.
He always plays like assholes, which makes me so mad. Like in Lady Bird.
In Lady Bird and Little Women, I think he did not well in Little Women. And I don't think he's a cute looking person. A cute looking person. I just, yeah, like you said, I don't get the hype. And he spread whatever STD all across. I think it was chlamydia all across NYU. So get tested, everybody. So Mary hated this man, and she was honestly just being treated like a guinea pig because she was the first known person that carried a virus but didn't show symptoms. So, like, a bunch of doctors wanted to see her, wanted to ask her questions, wanted to study her. And, like, she had to go under so much testing. She just was always being tested. Like, she couldn't poop on her own accord. All of her poops were tested. She wasn't allowed to go to the doctor, even though her eyelid was paralyzed and she was in a lot of pain and she wanted to get help. They didn't let her go. And, like, her medical treatment was really inconsistent and it wasn't good for her body. They gave her experimental medication because they had no idea what to do. And they actually changed her diagnosis a couple times. First, they said that she had typhoid in her intestines, and then they said it was in her bowels, and then they said it was in her gallbladder. So she really is like, you guys have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
That's, like, okay, I've also, like, heard that, okay, not obviously this crazy, but, like, people, like, okay, also being misdiagnosed, like, mental health-wise, like, that's actually a very prominent issue, like, right now, like, don't even get me started. Another thing I don't even want to talk about.
Or self-diagnosing and then not actually consulting a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so dangerous. So while she was in quarantine, Mary sent samples to an independent lab in New York, like, on her own accord, because she was, like, I don't think I have typhoid and I want to get tested myself. And all of her tests that she sent there came back negative for typhoid. So she's, like, now pretty much convinced that she doesn't have it. And she's like, these people are just crazy and mean. And a quarter of her results from the hospital that where she was quarantined from March of 1907 to June of 1909 were also negative. So she was only testing positive 75% of the time, which... It's like, okay, that is the majority of the time, but that also means that 25% of the time that she tested negative. And so, like, what does that mean? Does that mean that sometimes she can spread it, sometimes she can't? Like, I think that's kind of what they were trying to figure out, but they just didn't really go about it ethically. And, like, at the time, there was a lot of ethical debate, too, of, like, you should not be doing this to this woman. Like, she isn't consenting to this, but it was also, like, well, we need to figure it out for science. So there was a big back and forth. And she was like, I don't have typhoid. Please just let me cook and live my life. I don't want to wash my hands. Let me just do that. Like, okay, Mary. But in 1910, the New York Health Commissioner was like, Commissioner. In 1910, the New York Health Commissioner said that diseases... Wow. In 1910, the New York Health Commissioner said that disease carriers shouldn't be quarantined anymore and that Mary could be free if she agreed to stop cooking and start washing her hands. So they were like, Mary, you have to promise us either you are going to wash your hands or you are not going to cook. And she was like, yes, I promise you, I'm going to wash my hands and maybe I'll stop cooking. I'll be safe. Promise.
Maybe a little.
And but she was like, at that point, I'll wash my hands 100%. You got it. And then at that point, she gets released from quarantine on North Brother Island. But will she stick to her promise? We are going to take a quick smoke break and then we're going to talk about how it all kind of falls apart.
If
if you've been wanting to treat yourself to that new piece or bong or whatever you want to say, now's the time.
And we can give you 20% off your entire purchase at isellglass.shop using the offer code TrulyHighCrime at checkout.
They have a wide variety of really cute bongs and smoking accessories.
But of course, these pieces are for legal substances only, and you have to be at least 18 or of legal age to smoke in your area.
So go to isellglass.shop and get 20% off your entire purchase with offer code TrulyHighCrime.
So after Mary was released, she tried her darndest to never ever cook again. And she was given a job as a laundress when she was released, and it took a major pay cut. She was making $50 a month as a cook, and now as a laundress, she was only making $30 a month. So, okay, so I looked it up because I wanted to know like the comparison of like what that would be today. $30 in 1910 would have been $843 in 2021, and then $50, what she was making as a cook, would have been $1,400 in 2021. So, like, that's a pretty massive pay cut. Like, that's a $600, if my math is correct, $550.
Yeah.
No.
Not the math again.
I don't know. I can't do math. We've gone through this. So anyway, she took a pay cut. She was struggling. And then at one point she had hurt her arm and she couldn't work for 6 months. So like this girl was really just not having a good time, like down on her luck. And she just kind of decided that she was going to start cooking again. But this time she kind of goes about it in a trashy way and she goes under fake names. And I don't know, to me that means that she probably knew she had typhoid or it just means she didn't want to be caught. But either way, it's like, you know, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So like she was either like Mary Brown or Mary Brezhoff, and like she realized that she couldn't work for rich families like she used to because people would be onto her so quick. So she moved on to more public areas like restaurants and hotels and spas, which is not the greatest idea for somebody who can actively spread typhoid.
Oh my God. This just is so... I can't believe... Honestly, like, I'm sorry. But it's just like annoying at this point. Like, don't do it. Like, I get her reasoning, but like... No, I don't. I don't. I don't even get it.
What makes me still have a little bit of a soft spot for her is that it was never explained to her. Yeah. She still doesn't really understand. And, like, to her, she tested negative from the lab. Some of her things tested negative, and so she thought that she didn't have it. And, like, she needed money. Like, she was struggling. So, like, I do see that, but then it's also, like, you're using fake names. You're aware you're doing something wrong. So, like, yeah. That's where I don't like it. Like, I don't think her becoming a cook was a good thing, obviously. Like... It's just unfortunate circumstances. Yeah. So wherever she ended up working, typhoid outbreaks followed. You know, kind of how it goes with her. So George Soper found out that it was her, but he couldn't find her because she just kept changing her name. So wherever there was a typhoid outbreak, it was just like the last time she would leave, get a new job, and then change her name. So George was like, I know this is you, bitch, but I can't find you because you're under different names. And like, if I lived in the early 1900s, I think I would literally change my identity all the time because it seems so easy.
Yeah, she just did it and everyone was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I've thought about like, you know, like using my middle name as my first name. I'm like, that would be so much work. Mm-hmm. Trying to tell people, no, I'm going by this. Changing your Instagram name, blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
And like correcting people.
Too much.
Shout out to trans people. You guys rock.
Seriously.
Couldn't imagine it. Yeah, it just seems so easy for her. Like she could just, I just think it's so interesting. And I think there's a lot of stories about that where people could just be like, okay, I'm going to change my name and start a new identity and keep doing crimes. Like, good for you.
Awesome.
So in 1915, Mary started working at Sloan Hospital for Women in New York City. And this is the start of her downfall. Because pretty much immediately, I should not have laughed. Not an appropriate place to laugh. Because pretty much immediately, 25 people were infected with typhoid fever and 2 people died. And the lead doctor was like, what the fuck is going on at my hospital? And he called in George Soper to help figure out where the fuck the typhoid was coming from. And George was like... Who is your cook? Please tell me who your cook is. And the doctor's like, it's this girl who makes this fucking fantastic ice cream. God. Her name's Mary. And George is like, fire that cook. Mary fled. Mary is gone. And she hid from the authorities for a long time. But the police actually found her because she was taking food to a friend on Long Island.
Okay, what?
She just got bold one day. She's like, I mean, good for her being nice to a friend, but girl, people are looking for you. So at this point, she is once again sentenced to quarantine on North Brother Island in March of 1915. What just came out of my mouth was 192015. I like corrected myself last second. That was so weird. It was like almost there. This time though, she was still pissed that she was quarantined, but she was less aggressive about it. I think she kind of realized, like the first time she was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? I didn't do anything wrong. But I think this time that she was quarantined, she realized like, okay, I was being a little like suspicious. Like I definitely did something wrong. And this is a good punishment for me because I'm obviously spreading typhoid. But she was still, I mean, pissed that that was the circumstance that she was in, because that's just not a good life for anybody. And she was still young. Like she was still early in her life. She had just a short and sad life. So she was given a small one-story cottage where she lived out for the rest of her life. They gave her a dog. And then in a couple years, by 1918, she was allowed to take like day trips into New York City and like visit friends and do whatever. And she just had to come back, and she always did. And so that's why I'm like, yeah, she accepted her punishment. She realized she did something wrong.
And she still got to do things like that eventually, even though she did have to live alone for a while.
Right. And like, it only took her 3 years to be able to go see people. It's not like she was like completely exiled from anything.
True. Yeah.
And also at this point, like other people had been, what's the word? Asymptomatic. Like there were other cases of asymptomatic people. So it wasn't that wild anymore. Like Mary was the first one. And so she got stuck with the label and she got the really shitty circumstances. But like now it was just kind of a normal and accepted thing. In kind of a short amount of time, a lot of people were like, wait, everybody that I follow, like after Mary's story came out, it's kind of like people realized like, wait, that happens to me too. People always get typhoid. So am I a super spreader? But then like people didn't want to come forward. Must have been a crazy time. So in 1925, Mary got a little job. Mary had a little lamb. Mary got a little job working for an intern who came to work on the island. And she just, I think she just like did busy work. Like she cleaned stuff and like helped out. Like what interns do, except she did it for the intern. And she lived like an active and happy life for the circumstances. And in 1932, though, she suffered a stroke. And then after that, she was confined to the hospital because she was paralyzed and she never recovered. And then in 1938, she died of pneumonia and she was 69. Nice. And there was rumors that came out after her autopsy that found like evidence of live typhoid in her gallbladder. But then George Soper came out and was like, no, 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 no. That's not true. Nobody did an autopsy. And like, that's just a little conspiracy theory people are trying to spread. But like, he had said earlier that there was typhoid in her gallbladder.
Yeah, I'm confused why, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just an interesting, like, was there an autopsy that he just wants to hide, but why? Doesn't make sense. It's predicted that she caused at least 122 cases of typhoid and killed at least 5 people as well, but that exact number isn't known because, like, epidemiology wasn't really a thing. And, like, she could have also infected other people who then became asymptomatic. Like, I honestly don't know. I didn't research that much about typhoid, but I don't know how common it was to be an asymptomatic carrier. Like, how, like, with COVID, it was kind of common.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was with typhoid. I have no idea, but those are really just estimations. Some estimations put her at killing at least 50 people, like, indirectly. So it's like, damn, this girl really kind of did some damage. Do you believe that she didn't believe that she had typhoid?
I don't know. Like, I know at the beginning I said, like, I was kind of sketched. But then, like, you know, thinking about it, I don't know. I feel like it's really easy to, like, laugh at this, like, not laugh at the story, but it's just like laughing at stupid stuff, like, please wash your hands, like, just please do it, just like,
not that difficult.
Yes. And like poop bacteria, stupid stuff like that. But like, she had to have known at some point, or at least like maybe accepted it even a little.
Yeah, I definitely think her second quarantine is when it set in for her. I don't know. I do think I give her the benefit of the doubt. for before her first quarantine and even after, honestly, because if she got tested while she was quarantined and it came back negative and like she still wasn't sick and nobody was explaining anything to her, I understand.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I like get it. Like, because if you're like, they're trying to gaslight me, but like they're actually not, they just don't understand. It's just a whole, it's like so complicated, but it's also like, girl, just wash your hands.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't know. I don't know why it was such like, it's like the same thing, like, just wear a mask. Like, it's literally just
literally
a fucking piece of cloth or cotton. Like, you can breathe under it, I promise.
Do you remember at the beginning of COVID when you had to teach people how to wash their hands?
Oh my fucking God. And those signs were literally everywhere. I'm like, no one knows how. And remember, like, I remember going to the store and, like, literally wearing a bandana as a mask. Mm-hmm. Before, like, masks, like,
I they were like, just make one. For
so long.
Yeah,
like,
same.
It was kind of hard to get them at first, too.
Yeah. That's true. I honestly forget about that beginning period of quarantine.
I like to forget. Like, I don't want to. It was really, like, scary, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to think, like, it was weird.
Yeah. It's so crazy that it's like, it feels like it was so long ago, but it really hasn't even been that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like been forever. Miss Mary reminds me of the time that we're living in today because, like you said, it's just as simple as just wear a mask. And even if you're vaccinated, just maybe keep wearing your mask.
Yeah.
Maybe just be a little extra careful. I understand the thought of wanting to free yourself, but just be careful. We still don't know everything.
True, yeah. And be careful for others still. You still have to think about other people who aren't vaccinated.
Right on. So with that, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Let us know what you think about Miss Typhoid Mary. I feel guilty even calling her that because
yeah.
She was Mary Mallon, a chef, a woman, a girl boss. And she deserves more than what she got in life. So we'll be back next week with a murder case that is real suspicious and just real crazy. Didn't mean to steal that from Bailey Sarian, my bad. I just said it. Sorry to her trademark. Anyway, everybody have a wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.
Bye.